Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Okay, so, are you ready for this one? We're diving into a place that practically screams haunted history. The Ridges.
The Ridges, yeah.
You know, formerly the Athens Lunatic Asylum. It's one of those places where you can practically feel the weight of the past, you know? Mm-hmm. And it seems like every corner you turn, the line between history and hauntings gets a little blurrier.
It's really interesting how a place that starts with, you know, such hope and good intentions can become something that's, well, shrouded in darkness and fear.
Right.
And the Ridges is a perfect example of that. Back in 1858, it was part of this big progressive movement in mental health treatment. They wanted to create like a true haven for people.
Yeah, a place of refuge.
Exactly.
And when you look at the original designs, it's incredible. Separate wings, beautiful gardens planned. It seemed more like a spa retreat than what you picture when you hear the word asylum, you know?
Right, absolutely.
So what happened? How did it become, well, the Ridges as we know it today?
Well, I think like a lot of things, the reality of limited resources and the pressures of society, they kind of chipped away at those ideals.
Yeah, I see.
By the late 19th, early 20th century, the Ridges was facing the same thing. Yeah. So many institutions like it were.
Mm-hmm.
Overcrowding. Yeah. All those spaces, so carefully designed for peace and solace, well, they just couldn't handle it.
And then there's the whole other aspect of it, right? The treatments themselves. We're talking about a time when the understanding and treatment of mental illness was just vastly different. Electroconvulsive therapy, hydrotherapy, lobotomies, they were all practiced at the Ridges. Treatments that today, well, let's just say we've come a long way.
It's definitely a stark contrast to modern mental health care. I mean, those practices were considered, you know, standard procedure back then.
It was a very different time.
Exactly. It really makes you think about how much our understanding of the human mind has evolved.
It does, but it also makes you wonder, right, did those practices, those experiences, did they leave some kind of mark on the Ridges? Some might say residual energy.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's one that has fueled countless ghost stories. The Ridges has more than its fair share, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But there are two events in particular that stand out. I think they really cemented its reputation as a haunted place. The influenza outbreak in the early 1900s, and the fire in 1925.
Oh, man. The influenza outbreak. Just brutal.
Yeah.
You had a vulnerable population already living within those walls, a harsh winter, and a disease that spread like wildfire. Dozens died, their final moments spent in a place that, ironically, was supposed to be a sanctuary.
Absolutely. Imagine the fear they must have felt. The isolation, the sense of being trapped, it makes you wonder if maybe that's part of what lingers, you know, the energy of that suffering.
Right. And as if the influenza outbreak wasn't enough, a few years later, you have this devastating fire, 1925. And the thing is, we still don't know for sure what caused it. Was it an accident or was it something more deliberate?
That mystery is definitely part of what makes it so fascinating, don't you think?
For sure.
When we're confronted with tragedy and loss, we try to make sense of it. And when there are unanswered questions, like with the fire at the Ridges, it leaves room for speculation, for the supernatural to creep in.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the loss of both patients and staff in that fire, right? It's like all those events layered on top of the already heavy history of the Ridges created the perfect storm, a breeding ground for hauntings, if you will.
I think so.
But let's dive into some of the specific stories that have come out of the Ridges, shall we? The ones that make it so infamous.
Okay, let's do it. I mean, the place practically begs for ghost stories, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
And what's so interesting is that they're not just like vague stories about, you know, a spooky presence. A lot of them are tied to specific people with these really tragic stories that just, you know, become part of the building's history.
Right. And it makes it that much creepier.
It really does.
Like take Eleanor Thompson, the silent sister. She was a nurse on the pediatric ward, completely dedicated to those kids. And then she loses her own daughter in the same asylum where she works.
Oh, gosh. Just heartbreaking.
Right. I can't even imagine. And the stories about her, they really play on that sorrow, you know?
Yeah, like the lullabies that people hear echoing in the halls or the scent of baby powder.
It's like those classic ghost story elements. But when you add in her story, the context of the Ridges man, it just gets under your skin.
Definitely. The setting just amplifies everything. The emotions, the fear. It just feels wrong. And then you have the Shadow Man. Total opposite end of the spectrum from Eleanor.
Oh, yeah, the Shadow Man. Talk about nightmare fuel.
Right.
A tall, dark figure, glowing red eyes, lurking in the shadows. He's like something straight out of, like, a horror movie.
And unlike Eleanor, whose story is so clearly connected to her loss, the Shadow Man, he's more of a mystery. People have theories, of course.
Oh, I bet. What do they say?
Some think he might have been a warden there. You know, someone with power.
Mm.
And maybe in death, his spirit's still clinging to that power, still trying to control the place.
Ooh, that sends chills down my spine. Just this figure of authority, even in death, still watching, still in control.
Yeah, the creepy stuff.
Didn't one of the guards, Harold Jenkins, claim he had a run-in with the Shadow Man?
He did. Mm-hmm. Jenkins said he always felt like he was being watched, judged even.
Ugh, I can't imagine.
And that's the thing about these encounters, right? It's not just the experience itself. It's the feeling that sticks with you, that primal fear, the knowledge that you just stepped into something you don't understand.
Totally. And speaking of places you don't want to be caught dead in, pun intended, we have to talk about the solitary confinement wing. Just saying the words gives me the creeps.
It's like a textbook example of a place where you'd expect some seriously dark energy to linger.
Right. Isolation, sensory deprivation, you're completely cut off from any human connection.
It's no surprise that's one of the areas in the ridges where people report the most paranormal activity.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, there are stories of disembodied voices, whispering, people hearing what sound like, you know, screams or cries for help.
Ugh, stop.
It's enough to make you wonder if those walls absorbed all that suffering, you know, like it's permanently etched into the place.
Definitely. But it's not just these specific entities, right? The Shadow Man, Eleanor, the whole place just seems to attract weirdness.
Exactly.
Things moving on their own, doors slamming shut. I even read about people feeling like they're being followed, you know, footsteps behind them. But when they turn around, there's no one there.
It's that feeling of being watched, of never being truly alone.
Yeah.
Makes you question everything you think you know about the world.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why people keep coming back. Mm. You know, to test those boundaries, to see if they can catch a glimpse of what's on the other side.
It's like a dare almost.
Maybe it is.
But either way, people are definitely still drawn to the ridges. It's not just abandoned, left to rot like some places are. You're right. They've kind of leaned into the whole haunted thing. You know, it's like a whole tourist destination now.
It's true. They've got a museum, historical site, the whole nine yards.
Wild.
You know, it makes you think. The things that used to scare people, now we're drawn to them.
It's like we can't resist a good ghost story, right?
Right. Especially when there's a real place you can go with a history like that.
Exactly. And the Ridges really delivers on that front. They even have those night tours.
Oh, yeah, where they take you through the halls in the dark.
Talk about a recipe for nightmares.
But that's the appeal, isn't it? All those stories, those shadows. It gets under your skin.
For sure. And it's not just your average ghost hunters either. I mean, serious paranormal investigators go there all decked out with their equipment.
EMF detectors, EVP recorders, trying to catch something real, you know.
It makes you wonder, even if you don't believe in all that, you got to wonder if maybe they're onto something.
Exactly.
Because it all comes back to that question, right? Is there something more after this life, I mean?
It's a question as old as time. And places like the Ridges, they really bring it to the forefront, you know?
They do. History, tragedy, the paranormal, it's all tangled up in that one place.
So where does that leave us?
Well, I guess it leaves us with more questions than answers, really.
The Ridges will do that to you.
Are the stories true? Are we talking about actual spirits, residual energy, or just our own minds messing with us?
Who knows? But it's fun to think about.
It is. It really is. And that's what makes these deep dives so interesting.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, we'll leave it to our listeners to decide. You've heard the stories, the history of the Ridges. Now it's up to you to decide what you believe. And hey, if you ever find yourself in Athens, Ohio, maybe go check it out yourself.
Maybe during the day, though, huh?
Yeah, good point. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.